Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. I don't understand after Harambe why people think it's okay to hop over a gate and go into a zoo enclosure. A woman climbed into a lion enclosure. Let me repeat, not a sloth, a lion enclosure at the New York Bronx Zoo and began taunting the animal. The woman bypassed, I guess they had a low wooden safety barrier, and stepped inside the enclosure.
Why do people do this?
Drugs, maybe. Like, I can see, like, if you're, like, stoned out of your mind or just, like, high or something. But other than that, rational people do not do that unless you're trying to kill yourself. The lion watched as the woman danced and taunted him. In between the woman and the lion was a moat, so officials say she wasn't in imminent danger. Yeah, right. You think lions can't jump for a piece of meat?
I was going to say, can't they make the leap?
Trust me, you'd be surprised what I would do for a piece of meat.
Mufasa.
I'd be jumping all over everything. So that video, though, I'll put it up there so you can check that out. What's
that
so
was
funny?
Random.
What?
You'd be surprised what I'd do for a piece of meat.
Got it. The property listing of a home in Michigan has gone viral after the post included several photos of the realtor dressed as the villain from Scream, the person that wears that mask.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Some of the photos include the realtor raking leaves, preparing to carve a pumpkin in the kitchen, and playing with Legos on the living room floor. I mean, this is genius. The homeowners are friends of his and told him to have fun with the listing. Since the photos were posted over the weekend, the realtor has booked several showings. He said his newfound fame has inspired him to dress as characters in future postings, but he would not say which ones. I think that's genius, though, because you're getting people like us talking about it. And if you're in that area, like in Michigan, that part of the country, you're like, okay, let's go check this place out. It's getting all kinds of new eyes on the house. Genius. And finally, man, this person is a true hero. They should be working for the police department with their skills. Did you see this video? A catering truck at the tarmac at O'Hare Airport started spinning in circles on Monday.
This video was insane. I actually saw it on Passenger Shaming, that Instagram account that I follow, and describe what happened. I couldn't take my eyes off of it.
Yeah, I guess there was passengers in nearby that got this on video. There was no driver, but the accelerator was stuck. So I don't know if like it was like a food catering thing. So I don't know if like a piece of food fell on it or like a water bottle. Something had it so that it was in reverse, or either way, it kept on spinning in circles. Like, I've seen out of control boats before on the water, but something happened where the throttle accelerator was pushed down and it kept on spinning and spinning.
The snacks were spewing and the water bottles. And people, the onlookers, though, they didn't really run away or get out of the. I mean, they were back, but they were still standing there. Like, I would have run as far as I could.
And this thing was right near the plane, too, because if it strikes the plane, you're not taking off.
And then someone's like, it's going to hit the plane from the video I saw. And then what happened?
Then this person pulls over, and I think it's one of the machines that actually helps pull the planes. And they legit, like, live PD cops wait for it to turn, and they ram into it, and they pit it. Like, they flip it over onto its side. I'm like, dang!
That was an amazing moment. What a fun day at work. You just get, you stop. First of all, you're the hero. Second of all, you just get to get in something and crash into something else.
Yeah, I mean, that's honestly, if I didn't do this, I would love to be like, hey, I have a special set of skills here at the airport. It involves pitting things and knocking them over. So,
those airport workers, though, God love them. I mean, think about hoisting all the luggage just continually, every day, all day,
I'd be the employee where you see in videos just throwing stuff and breaking everything. I would have been let go a long time ago.
My luggage is so beat up. I go through, because I travel a lot, so much luggage. And I'm actually selling it at a garage sale today for $5 per suitcase.
Ooh. Will you take four? Will you take four?
$4.50.
$4.25?
Deal.
All right. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out online, whether you go to RadioNowIndy.com or RadioNowHouston.com.